Look, it's been probably close to a year now that myself and a few friends and partners and stuff have been helping me along the way, sort of get everything I'm going. But yeah, close to a year now to get it from basically an idea to you know, actuality, which it is now, an operating centre with all these machines and the full gym and the running track and the whole works. It's been a long process, but we're finally here and real happy with the results. Look, we're going to be with clubs and with individuals. We've got membership rates for individuals that can join up on different levels. We also offer group rates for teams and clubs, but we're really aimed at anyone that's involved with baseball from all levels, you know, complete novices. We've had some people come in that have never touched a baseball bat before. Just the other day, they went driving past and they saw it and gave it a shot. So we welcome everyone, you know, from the elite, you know, guys from the Aces we have in here to people just coming off the street. You know, we want it to be a nice, friendly environment where people can enjoy this great game and get better. Look, they had a great time. You know, they got in there and they got one of the bats and they just bashed away at one of the machines and they thought it was fantastic. You know, they were in here in jeans and just swinging away, and actually they were across the road getting their car fixed and they saw the sign, so they wandered in and yeah, they had a great time. They had a few swings and they had a can of root beer and said they were coming back with some mates later on. So I guess any time we can expose more people to the game of baseball, it benefits all of us. Look, I got in touch with the ABF and the VBA and got all of the numbers for players at each team, and I put them all onto a map, and just by looking at that, you could clearly see that the centre of baseball in Melbourne was in the Nunawading, Mitcham, Ringwood area. It was so close to all these big clubs. So that was when I started looking at warehouses in that area, and I probably looked at maybe 50 or 60 different places all over Melbourne, you know, even further out in, say, North Melbourne and as far out as Bayswater. But this one here, just the location, the size of it, it just had everything that we needed. And I could see, I could envisage what we have now as soon as I walked in the door. And thankfully, we were able to work out a deal and get the place. Yeah, look, you know, baseball's a sport that relies on, you know, it's a speed and power sport. That's what it's all about. So the gym's a big part of it, and we've got a complete gym upstairs. And when I say complete gym, I mean it's got every bit of machinery you can think of. It's got dumbbells up to 70 kilograms, kettlebells, bars, the whole lot. If you want to get better at baseball, you got to lift weights, and we've got a gym here that's as good as any gym you're going to find anywhere. Yeah, it's been a lot different, and I've taken a back step from coaching so that I can be involved with just playing, not only with Fitzroy, but with the Aces as well. And I'm really enjoying being a player this year for the first time in a while, having a great year with the Aces, really enjoying that. And we're starting to get some wins, and I think we've got a good chance to really you know, make a run at the championship. And you know, once that's done, then I can come back to Fitzroy and hopefully you know, solidify our spot in Division 1. Yeah, I'm just really loving sort of being a player again. It's sort of taking me back to being, you know, 20 years old again.
What difference has Kevin David made in this,
do you think? Big difference. You know, he's a pretty quiet kind of a guy, but really nice. But where he's really helped us out is in that role of catching. Scotty Werner has been doing a great job there. But, you know, his first position's in the infield. And I really think that the catching role started to wear him down a bit. You know, he's a better hitter than what he's been showing. And I think that's because of just, we've put so much pressure on him in the catching role and trying to catch every game. And that's a hard gig to do. And now we've got a guy that does that for a living and take a lot of pressure off Scott. And the last couple of series, you've already seen that Scott started to hit the ball better, got to play a couple other positions. And on top of that, we get a really good defensive guy who's come up with some pretty big hits as well. So I think he's almost the final piece to the puzzle as far as the position players go.
And early on in the season, you seemed to be, I'm not really sure if you were doing it on purpose, were you trying to hit the ball, changing to opposite field? Were you looking for the short fence at the bail?
Yeah, I don't know if I was looking for the short fence, but I was just trying to find my feet again. I hadn't hit at that level for a long time, and I probably didn't have the confidence that I needed. It took me a while, you know, probably two series, to really get back into the swing of things and seeing, you know, guys throwing fairly hard and good breaking balls for strikes. But, you know, once I had a couple of series in, you know, I had a real good one up in Canberra, and from then I've been pretty good. You know, I had a rough series against Adelaide when we went over there, but you know, I'm still enjoying it. You know, if we can get a win at my age, you know, I don't mind going over four as long as we win. And, you know, I don't mind sitting on the bench as long as we win, because after the game, shaking hands with the guys is, you know, all I really care about. Yeah, I think I was 9 for 18, and I got the Player of the Week award that week. It was a real good series for me, and it was a decent series for the team. You know, we won 2 games out of 4 up there against some tough opposition, and that was really kind of that got us on a roll a bit. We went to Adelaide and did pretty good, and same when we went to Perth. So, you know, that was kind of a turning point for myself and for the team, I think, and then this series just gone against Adelaide. You know, we had a real good series again, and I was able to contribute on a couple of different days. And, you know, it's a real fun environment at the moment. I think there's a lot of confidence amongst the group, and guys are really enjoying it. And even the fans, you know, we're really starting to get to know the fans pretty well there at the games. And you know, I think that they're enjoying the atmosphere as well. And we just keep encouraging everyone to come out. And anytime someone wants to come and chat to us after the games or sign autographs, we're all willing to do it. You know, we enjoy it. You know, we like talking to the fans after the games. A couple of times I've had guys come up and talk to me about the umpires and stuff, and we've kind of had a bit of a bitch session each about the umpires, but no, it's all in good fun. And, you know, we love having the fans out there at the games, and hopefully we can bring them home a championship. There's some really, really good players. You know, obviously we've got guys that have been major leaguers and are major leaguers. With us, we've got Jason Hirsch, who's coming back from a serious injury, but he was a big-time major league player, you know, 5-6 years over there in the big leagues. But if I was going to pick probably the best player, the one that's impressed me the most is the Adelaide kid, the centre fielder, Danny Almonte. Just a complete package, an incredible athlete. Some of the catches he took on the weekend in centre field, and then he hits home runs from both sides of the plate. He can fly. He's just one of those talents that, you know, you'd pay to go and watch, and there's a few of them around. There's the Barnes from Sydney, another bloke who bashed a bunch of home runs against us and is a hell of a player. Berg from Perth, he's just a young kid, catches, plays third base, but he hits a ton. Some of the really good pitchers, Beckman from South Australia. Up in Queensland, they've got the Italian kid who's a hell of a pitcher. And then we've got our own Australian players that are out here, you know, with us. You've got Harmon and Huber. You know, you're not going to see any better hitters than those two guys around. But, you know, we're really happy with where we're at, and we're happy with the players that we've got. And, you know, as a whole, the league's a great standard. And any time you get out there, you can be seeing a guy that's, you know, one day he's going to get paid a lot of money to play this game.
And what about Harmon? I mean, he just looks so comfortable.
Yeah, look, you know, you don't get to the big leagues by fluke. You know, he's been there. He's been at the highest level. He's had some setbacks along the way that have sort of brought him back to just playing club ball. And now he's getting back involved at this highest level. And I think he's sitting up around, you know, 350 somewhere with a stack of home runs. But he's another guy who's the complete package. I mean, you watch him field at second base, and he makes some plays that I just didn't think are possible. The way he turns double plays, it's like the ball's out of his glove before it gets in there. And then you add his offense to that, and he's a really good team guy too. You know, we've had a couple of meetings where he's led the way and, you know, told guys how it's going to be. And he's a real good guy to get behind, and you enjoy playing alongside him. Everyone at Fitzroy, just keep on working hard, and now we've got a big second half of the season. We've done a lot of work to get to Division One, and we're not going to give up that spot easily. You know, with the Aces and all the Aces fans, you know, just keep supporting us. We really do appreciate it. We love, you know, that group that sit up there behind the first base side and, you know, yell abuse at everyone. It's a lot of fun. We do laugh at the bench on the bench sometimes when we hear some of the things you say, and you know, we really appreciate all the support, and we just want everyone to get behind the team and the league as a whole. And, you know, we're going to do our best to bring home a championship for you this year.